Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks, we seem to have some music in the background, but it's not coming through today. So good morning and welcome to You're Important to Sarah. I'm just confirming with my producer that you actually can hear me. We're just having a little technical issue here. But we have got a fantastic show for you today. We have CJ Marks on, and this is going to be really, really enlightening. But before I get to that show, I have an announcement to make. Next week, on September the 4th, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and 8 p.m. Eastern time, I am having a new show. And the show is going to be called Importance of Your Challenge. Here, I will share, guide, support your dedication to your personal challenge, no matter what it is. All I ask is that you commit to yourself a time period of 90 days in order to place importance upon yourself. It could be about health, career, love, passion, weight, wealth, self-worth, removing a bad habit, embracing a good one. Just take the journey with me and let me support your choice of your challenge. Before you try to sell, teach, inspire anyone else in your life, first you must be in value of your authentic self. As the first thing you will ever promote to anyone, anywhere, is the you and that truth of yourself. If you want anyone to listen to you, folks, if you want anyone to believe in you, that belief must start in yourself. So my challenge is going to be with the body, my challenge. I've got a little weight to lose. I've got a little health issues. So I am taking this as my challenge for the next 90 days. But the 90-day challenge is there because it takes 90 days for a cellular structure to change and 90 days to embrace a good habit after you've removed a bad one. So let's take this challenge together. And let's hope that with all the expertise that I'm going to bring on for you, that you can actually reach that goal that you want to do. I'm going to bring on the experts for you. Give me your questions. Tell me what your obstacles are. Tell me what you want to hear from us. Tell me what your challenge is. Let us share it with you. Let us encourage you. Let us bring on the experts to tell you in how that you can reach that goal faster. This is what this show is about, folks. It is for you. This show here and the importance of you is all about bringing the experts on and profiling who they are and what they can mean to you. The other show, Importance of Your Challenge, is how you now can step up and embrace those wonderful gifts these people have, and hire, use, listen, and learn from these people in helping you reach a challenge that is all about you and all about your goal. I'd love you to go to the blog, the HTTP important90dc.blogspot.ca. That is important90dc.blogspot.ca. You can see all of the information about the shows, the blogs, and everything on my site, theimportanceofyou.ca. Remember, that's a letter U, theimportanceofyou.ca. I really want you to accomplish your challenge. I really want you to dedicate some time to the importance of yourself, because you are very, very important to yourself. Don't get it mixed up with self-importance. The importance of self is that you must come first and be full and whole within yourself before you can serve anyone else. So come and join me. Let's do this together. Let's share the adventure. And I look forward to hearing you next week, September 4th, 5 p.m., on It's Importance of Your Challenge radio blog. The link is on my site. Please come to the site. Come and join me. Come and share with me. Let's do this together. Well, without any further ado, I've got an angel on the show today. Who is this human angel, CJ Marks? She hears and she speaks to what the messages the angels have to say to us. We all have an ability within us to speak with angels, but only a few of us get to speak with them on such a high level. Angels have to see our inner truth, our soul awareness, so that they can communicate with us on such a high frequency. CJ was gifted with this intuitiveness as a child, in trust, because of her authentic soul. CJ is an accomplished businesswoman, a mother of four. But in 2009, her husband was in an accident that left him in a coma and left CJ in a little turmoil. Out of this came her redirection to be a messenger for the angels and for the Seraphim, to guide and enlighten the way for spiritual humans to raise our vibrations. Her work in the Akashi field, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, she'll correct me, is in identifying and releasing limiting patterns of behavior that are stored within us. CJ united her spiritual gifts with her razor-sharp insights into the fields of behavioral, transpersonal, integral therapies, as well as spiral dynamics and quantum physics to create a powerful therapy called AFT. CJ was recognized for her work and endorsed by Nobel Peace Prize nominee Irvin Lazzalo, and is dedicated to advancing her AFT globally. She's an advocate for world peace and for the end of human suffering, as we all are, and in practicing the Tibetan Buddhist, she performs charitable work for the Tibetan refugees in India and is pursuing her master's degree in cultural anthropology. Where does she have time to do a show? We get the benefit of her and her angel wisdom every week on her The Angel Connection. It's at Fridays at 5 p.m. on this network. That's 5 p.m. PT, 8 p.m. Eastern. Here she guides us into our next week's wisdom and harmony. There's one thing I want you to remember, folks. CJ and others like her are here to guide you forward into your own life of personal purpose and possibilities. We're not here to walk it for you. All we can do is guide you. You have to take ownership of self and choice in action. We're here to show you the way, help you face your challenges, and become triumphant in them. If you wish to book CJ for speaking engagement, private sessions, trainings, or workshops, her website is www.cjmartes.com. That's CJMARTES.com. And we're also going to be talking about her book today, The Akashi Field Affirmations, Heal the Past and Create the Future. Well, without any further ado, let us welcome CJ Martes to the show. Hello, CJ.
What an incredible introduction, Sarah. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on the show today. I don't know if we're having some technical difficulties, Sarah, but I'm not getting what you're saying if you're asking me a question.
Yes, Oh, dear, we're having some problems.
Okay, now I could hear you.
Okay. This is the wonderful internet. So I'm going to ask you that question again. How do you manage
Hi, ladies. This is the producer, Michelle. I'm cutting in because we're having some technical issues. Sarah usually calls in via Skype, and sometimes we have some issues with Skype. So I'm wondering, Sarah, if you could call back in, and CJ, maybe you could just start off with talking a little bit about yourself and your work and the beautiful angels.
Well, sure. Well, I'll fill in here, and hopefully Sarah can come on back in, and I can hear her and answer her most excellent questions. You know, just just some comments about, you know, Sarah's challenge to all of you. I think that's what a wonderful concept and idea. You know, I've been extremely blessed by the angels really my whole life. It was quite an intro that she gave me, you know. But, you know, we all have angels. We all have different, you know, helpers that are available to us. And I think that for me it made the journey, you know, not necessarily worry-free or trouble-free, as I've had quite a few things happen in my life, but certainly to know that we're not alone and to understand that we have people, you know, that we have beings that have our best interests at heart. You know, the work that I do with people is to empower them, as she said in my intro, you know, to move forward in their lives, to have greater happiness and joy. The angels have taught me many things along the way because it's been quite an incredible journey with them, especially over the last 13 years. You know, not to take life too seriously, not to take everything personally. I mean, they've taught me so much, and I've been very blessed to work with them more directly, I think, kind of gearing for the work that I would be doing in the future. And, you know, angels, especially the seraphim, who have blessed me to do the show every week and to give the angel message to help people navigate, you know, some of the greatest help that they've given me is really learning to see my true authentic self. I love Sarah's show because it says you're important to Sarah. Well, we're certain the angels find that, you know, you're important and you're important, and to begin to really value ourselves. I think that this is something, a part of the shift that I know she wanted to talk about today, that is happening all over the world. And I think it has to do with who we really are, what we have the capability to become. And angels certainly inspire us to that. And so
today, I just wanted to tell you that we're still having technical issues, so it's wonderful you're taking the lead on the show. I'm just going to call Sarah, so let me just dial her, and hopefully we can get her that way. Just hang on here and see if we can, because I wanted to interrupt you just in case you hear dialing. Hopefully
well,
we can
you know,
get her this way. My goodness. The energies that are coming through lately, I'm not sure what's going on. So I'm hoping maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, because I know you're fabulous with, you know, the angels and talking about, you know, what they have to say about these shifts that keep moving through. And they seem to be getting more intense. So it's definitely affecting technology.
No, I agree with you, and I think what we also with everyone's rapid spiritual development as an individual, we don't realize we are very connected to our technology. So early when the angels actually came to me, I had this experience of pretty much frying every computer that I owned while working on certain spiritual-related projects, and I had to become very mindful of my own frequency. And even though I'm very passionate, obviously people who know me know how passionate I am, I didn't realize I was transferring a lot of my spiritual energy into the computer. And so, you know, people may find that their phones malfunction recently, especially over the last several months, or weird computer things or weird glitches. And it's simply, you know, we live in a sea of frequency. And so the more that ours, you know, comes to a much higher, more clear, you know, universal sense of divine love, we see through this growing process that a lot of the technology is being greatly affected by people, groups of people, as well as individuals. So it's kind of an interesting thing, and I know that we get very dependent on the technologies. And I know sometimes even on my show, the angels do quite a bit to try to keep the technology moving, not experiencing problems. So that's been kind of a gift from the seraphim. Thank you, guys. But, you know, I think that we certainly do affect and are very much in resonance with these technologies that have really become a part of everyday life.
Hi, CJ. I'm back.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Technology,
oh, you know,
you
me
love it.
Yeah, me and the listeners have been hanging out a little bit. Welcome back.
Oh, that's good. I know that everybody's got some valuable information. Unfortunately, I didn't hear it, so I have no idea. So if I'm asking you something again, tell me you've already covered that, okay?
No problem.
This is crazy, but it is what happens. So I know that, you know, if I couldn't get through, maybe other people can't get through as well. And I know that there was somebody that had a question, and the question was, quite, it's from a young psychic that is, she's been a psychic all her life, but because of, you know, 2012 and the awakening that everybody's happening right now, she can no longer deny it. She had to completely embrace it. And, you know, it's just become so alive within her. But her question was this: how do you know what level of angel you are actually talking with? And how do you know whom to address, to trust? Are there any indications?
Well, you know, I think that that's a wonderful question. When we're talking about, you know, beings that typically we cannot see, and there's certainly all sorts of them around. What was very interesting to me, though, first is that, you know, back when the angels came to me, they kind of looked like angels, they felt like angels and all of that, but they really didn't actually identify where they were from as far as types of angels until much later. So mm-hmm. I actually did not realize I was working with seraphim angels, which is a very, very high frequency angel. So to me, all angels are good, and it really, you know, different angels come from different levels for different types of work. We certainly, you know, the archangels are doing very powerful work at their level, you know, and then we have a lot of other orders of angels that are much more integrated into everyday life. What I tell people who are a bit uncertain about discerning, you know, whether or not, you know, the being that you're communicating with is indeed a good or a light being, the biggest thing is to trust yourself, to know and mm-hmm. feel. Always trust your instincts. If something doesn't feel right, it probably is not right. But
yes.
You can say,
trust the gut, trust the soul.
And
mm-hmm.
you can say, okay, yes. are you a part of the divine love? You know, you can ask that question. They will
yes.
show their true colors if you ask that kind of a question.
Yes.
But mostly I think it's about trusting ourselves. If it doesn't feel right,
trust your feeling. I mean, really, the feelings that we have are really our connection, aren't they? And, you know, my thing is trust the soul, which is around your navel, and that information goes to your heart, which makes you feel passionate about it. It goes to your spirit, which puts you into action. By the time it reaches your head, you're already in knowingness. You're not in doubt. You just know the information you need to know at the time you need to know it. And I think a lot of time, we overthink things. We allow
right.
the analytical to block the instinctual and the intuitive that is within us.
Oh, I agree with you. I think the subconscious is of primary importance. The other thing, too, distinguishing angels between other types of beings, just always remember this. Some beings that are out there that may represent themselves as being something other than what they are extremely concerned with more of the mundane, the stuff that people would be concerned with. Angels, however, are all about that being that channel of divine love. They operate very differently.
Mm-hmm.
So angels will
directing.
Never have an agenda. They may
mm-hmm.
encourage you to step out of your comfort zone or kind of give you a little nudge, but they're not going to say, well, you know, my team does do this to me sometimes. It's a very unique situation,
yes.
you know, where they'll say, go do this, go do this. But typically for most people out there, what they're not going to tell you, go do this and go do that. You know, they're not going to tell you what to do.
You know, that's kind of why they come through us, isn't it? We're the people to do that. The message comes through us of what to say to them, but it's not the angel. I know that a little while ago when I was redirecting in my life and I was really kind of confused about where I was going and what I was doing and was getting confused of the messages I was getting. And I could feel myself in a circle of all the angels around me. And I remember saying to them, you're like, okay, what am I meant to be doing? Why is no one speaking to me? And I had to get into a point where I realized, be still, be quiet. They are speaking to me. I'm just not hearing. And when I centered myself and started listening from the soul up, I started seeing those paths open up to me in the direction show itself. But I think we get so anxious about what we're needing to know, we don't hear that we're being spoken to.
And angels are wonderful at communicating all kinds of different ways. We may sit there and listen and expect to hear some kind of, or, you know, attach, you know, and filter into our conscious mind some kind of message. But angels talk all the time to me through the appearance of multiple ones, like 111, 11, you know. They do that a lot with numbers. They do a lot through nature. I've had them send dragonflies to hover above my car, or hummingbirds, mm-hmm. or, you know, so they do. They will, if you're very open to it and kind of get out of the way, as you were saying, you know, they can communicate to you in a lot of different ways. Because they want you to arrive at your own idea, you know.
Right,
about.
Yes, exactly. It has to be your free will, your choice. So they just lead you down that path until your light bulb goes off. I have a question here from Cecilia Hart in the chat room, and she wants to know what level of angels you're talking about. You know, are they on different levels? You know, the Seraphim, as we know, is a higher level, but are there kind of different levels of angels that one speaks with?
Hi, Cecilia. Actually, I recognize that name, so thank you for your question. You know, there are a variety of different levels of angels. Now, we typically will look at them as human beings in a hierarchy. However, I really look at it as a spectrum of energy going up in frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So typically
right.
what we have working with us are what I consider more of the everyday, you know, from a guardian angel to the principalities, you know, are typically what we consider to be those those messengers that come through a lot of the time. And then and it's been a long time kind of coming where we could bring that seraphim energy in. And the reason for that is that they have explained to me that because we're evolving, it allows that very high frequency that's closest to source to actually be able to even come into and be present with our environment, you know, in a much more direct way.
Yes.
But typically it was really much relegated that first sphere or those three orders, which, you know, from the guardians to the principality, the archangels, you know, that they pretty much were the only ones that we would see or have communication from in the world. But that has radically changed now.
Yes, you know, there's good vibrations as we're raising them, and you know, as we're raising our own elevation, our own frequency, we're opening up to, you know, to the universe and all that is up there. And have you found actually that this year in particular, because everybody's talking about 2012, and for some, of course, it's doomsday. I think it is radical change. We're going to see a great deal crumble, and a great deal new birth come forward. And I think that why so many people have been woken up really kind of abruptly and raising that elevation is because this is what, you know, the Seraphon and the universe is stepping in and saying, this has to happen. We can't go along this disruptive road anymore. We need to have this higher elevation and everybody working on a higher plane for the good of the planet.
Well,
we have another.
Especially with this year, as we are approaching, you know, it speaks to a much greater evolving age of humanity on this planet. You know, I think we have, maybe 5,000 years of recorded history. We've been here a lot longer than that. And so as we enter these new eras and new ages, so to speak, especially with this pivotal one, that's the dawn of the age of Aquarius, you know, we see a lot of things kind of really shaking up, and it's because those frequencies are raising, and we're an energetic system as an individual. And so as those frequencies raise, the things that are buried, the trauma that we haven't dealt with, the things that we have that we need to release to transmute, those things start to rise to the surface. And so that's why I think you see a lot of people, it looks like their whole world, you know, their life gets dismantled all of a sudden.
Yes.
And or they suddenly, everything gets shook up. And it's just, people just need to understand it's a healing process, you know, to reveal to you things you don't need to do anymore, whether it be self-judgment.
Believing what does not serve you,
yes.
Opening you up to the possibility.
So if you can,
I have another question here.
Sure.
I'm speeding things up just because we lost so much time here.
Yeah, I know.
I have another question for you from the chat room. I'm probably saying this name wrong, but Sanulus, and she says, while doing automatic writing, for example, even after asking Archangel Michael for protection, why did he let other persistent beings come through? Is there a meaning to this, and is there something important for one's highest good?
Okay, that's a very unique situation, and to answer that question and what I'm seeing for this individual person, this persistent being that is trying to come through, I really sense very strongly that there is some kind of agreement or something that originates from a past life with this being. And the reason you keep, you know, trying to protect yourself, push it away, you know, at a subconscious level, there's a reason for this persistent being to come through.
Yes.
There must be something that needs to be done. So rather than, you know, my suggestion to you is, you know, rather than try to sort of push this person away, because a being really can't be persistent at that level or keep unless there is something going on subconsciously that permits that. It's the same thing with dark energies attaching to us. We may not willingly consciously go, hey, I want you to attach to me, but what happens is they resonate with something that's under the surface. So, but I don't sense that it's, you know, a terrible being, but very chattery, obviously, and wanting to communicate with you. So if you can find the root of that, why this being, what they want or need from you, and is it a being that needs to move on?
Yeah. It's always good to face things rather than let things chase you.
Right, and I didn't want to say that they were avoiding it. It's just they may not have any understanding of what to do with this being.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to talk about your book?
No, I did not. And actually, the book that I was mentioning actually is my new book that'll be out in December that I'd like to speak about, called Angel Incarnate One Birth. And this is actually a supernatural fiction novel, but more importantly, the Seraphim, when they came to me 13 years ago, told me I would write this book, and I'm happy to announce it's finished. So, it's a fiction story with quite an interesting layering of very strong spiritual messages for everybody.
And that's going to be accessible through your site?
Through my website. It'll be on Amazon. I'm going to have a Kindle version, and I'm just very excited about it because it's been
very much
a labor of love, and it's just about a woman who doesn't know that she is an actual seraphim that's been sent to Earth for the first time in history, but she's just like everybody else, and so it really is a book about her journey. You kind of take the journey with her. And it's really, to me, a metaphor for the journey back to the divine in all of us, right?
You know, kind of feels rather like a biography there, BJ.
It does say inspired by a true story, because it really, you know, I will say it's heavily embellished, of course, for good storytelling.
Yes.
However, it is very much based on my life, so you do get the little peek into CJ's inner world, I think, a little bit, too.
Wonderful. I look forward to reading that, most certainly. Unfortunately, I've only got a couple of minutes left, so can you, in 1 minute, kind of, as I said, I missed everything up there before, but, you know, share a little bit more about what you're actually seeing in the next immediate future for people, and some good news that we've got to look forward to.
Well, you know, I know that things have been challenging for a lot of people out there, but remember, this is a healing process, so if you can surrender to not only your inner guidance, but the universal guidance, you know, everything will actually kind of work out the way it is intended to. But the big hard thing for us to do is to try, you know, we try to control it, get in the way, and all of that. So if you do the work this year, if you release those limiting things, you know, if you do things differently, if you expand those possibilities, then miracles will happen for everybody out there. And I'm not just saying that. It really is true.
No.
But we have to get these lower frequencies out of our bodies. We have to release the stuff.
We have to raise our own vibration by letting go what does not serve us, the human element, and raise ourselves up. It's really wonderful. It's absolutely so exciting when you do raise yourself up. These vibrations, these frequencies are wonderful. They open up such possibilities, and they are so enlightening. And they're so invigorating, so it's nothing to be afraid of. It is, you discover things about yourself that you never knew were there, and the only way you're going to discover that is by opening up to it. I'm going to have to say goodbye, my darling, and I'm so sorry we have that problem and that I didn't get to ask you some questions, but I know that you could handle it, and I gave everybody what they needed to know about CJ, and I look forward to your book. And don't forget to listen to her show on Fridays at 5 o'clock, folks. The Angel Connection. And I thank you so much for being on, CJ.
Thank you for having me. I'll come back anytime.
Good. Look forward to it. Bye, darling. Next week I have Heidi Thompson coming on, and it's about taking a breath, with her book Calm, Focus, and Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness. And this is really, really important, because everything we do in life, our breathing can help us work our way through it. And don't forget the new show on Tuesday, 4 p.m., The Importance of Your Challenge. Goodbye, everyone.